With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the nicest thing a stranger has ever done for you? I hate to say, I love stories about people who do things for people they don't know, people they've never met.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's getting choked up thinking about it.
I don't know how many times I've ever had something like that happen to me. In fact, when we started talking about this, I can only think of one, and it happened to me less than a month ago.
What was it? What's your stranger, your non-stranger danger story?
No, this is a stranger. This is a stranger who did this for me. I was on my way to see my boys in Kentucky, and I'm going up through West Virginia, which is West Virginia Turnpike, up 77 is a toll road. And I pull up to the toll booth like everybody else. And when I pull up to pay, the lady at the toll booth says, "She got you."
Wow.
So the person in front paid my toll.
Not only does it require the person in front of you to be generous, but it required the toll booth collector to be honest. Yeah, yes. Instead of just being like, "I'm going to keep this $4 for myself."
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it was only $2 then. Oh, I appreciated it more now that they've raised it to $4. Hey, West Virginia, I'm not happy.
No.
Idiots.
We're just going to find a route around the state.
I'll go all the way down through the Smokies and around through Bristol and up through Knoxville to avoid it. It's 50 extra miles, but you're not getting $24 round trip from me every time I try to come through your stupid state. So there. All right. I'm on a roll here. Amy, there's something nice somebody's done for you.
I was trying to think, and it's like maybe a small thing. Like somebody helped me. This again was pretty recently when I moved here. My battery had died in my car in October.
Yeah,
and I flagged down one stranger and was like, "Hey, who happened to be parked directly across from me?"
Yeah,
and she had no idea how to use jumper cables, and I was having her hold them. And this guy volunteered out of nowhere, like, "Do you guys need help?" So that was maybe nice.
Damsels in distress.
I guess, yeah. And then, so, you know, sometimes I think I just have this look of like complete, like an utter misery and sadness on my face a lot.
Yeah,
so people would be like in the grocery store, like, "Do you want to go ahead of me?" Like, I look like I have four kids and I've had a terrible day and two of them are sick. And, you know, but it's not the case. It's my face.
Right, exactly.
So people are like, "Do you need to go?"
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I've never really had anything major done by a stranger. The nicest thing is somebody let me over into their lane.
Okay. You know what? Since I think we should take this as our experience. And what's the rudest thing you've ever done to a stranger? Like when Chase, you shoveled ice back under the car.
We know exactly the story you're talking about.
About the person who took your parking spot during the snowstorm. And because you felt, even though there's no assigned parking spaces at your apartment complex, you felt that you were done wrong. You shoveled ice and all the snow back under it.
Yep. Chalked their wheels. Sure did.
Yeah, you did that.
Sure did, because I took 2 hours shoveling out two spaces. They could have had They could have had a horrible day. They said, "You know what? I'm coming home to relax. I'm going to have myself a good day." And then they come back out and they're like, "God!"
Well, you know what she posed to you was that maybe that person had a hard day, awful day, and they come rolling back in and go, "Oh, look at that. There's a parking space. It's cleaned out. It's a sign from above. Finally, the day's going to get better." So they park in the clean parking space. They go in and relax. They come out the next day, and you've shoveled a bunch of crap underneath the back of their car, and they can't get out.
Sorry, sucks for you.
I told you. I warned you about shoveling out your space. Don't ever do it, because you'll never keep it. People will pull right into it. Don't do it.
And you know what? If somebody's out there saying, "Well, guess what? Karma's going to get you." Yeah. It already did. I cracked my bumper on a piece of ice.
Yeah, he did. He did crack his bumper.
People do have these stories of just like the nicest thing a stranger has done. So I want to hear those.
It's the Wolf. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I tell you a story about what happened to my nephew?
Yes, please.
He is a Marine Corps reserve. He was to be in duty on Friday night. He was leaving UNCW in Wilmington going to Raleigh. His vehicle broke down on 40. So his parents don't live anywhere near. He didn't know anyone else going. He gets his duffel bag out of the car and starts walking. He's not even halfway to Raleigh. Starts walking. An elderly couple pull over, ask him where he's headed. They were going to the east side, not even into Raleigh. They got him in their car. They gave him some cash.
Aww.
They took him all the way through Raleigh near Windsor to the base so that he wouldn't be late.
Wow, that is really sweet.
Yeah.
That's an awesome story. What's your name?
I'm Sylvia.
Thank you for sharing that.
That is
You're so welcome.
That is a desolate stretch of road there, some of it between Wilmington and Raleigh.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. All right.
It is.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. It's the Wolf. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to share one of those make-you-feel-good stories that happened to me here in Asheville.
Yep, go ahead.
It wasn't that long ago. We were at a little local sit-down restaurant, Huddle House, and we had my teenage son and my two nieces with us. And whenever we went to pay for a party of five for our little family, I couldn't find my debit card. So all of a sudden, I was frantic, searching through my pocketbook, and I couldn't find my debit card. So I sent my husband back out to the car because sometimes when we switch vehicles, and I'm bad about just throwing my debit card in my cup holder. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, panicking at this point. I mean, it's like five people to pay for. And so as he's going back out to our vehicle to look for my debit card, he came back in. And he had found it in the car, and I was like, oh, my God, my heart felt so much better. And whenever I handed the cashier my debit card, she said, don't worry about it. The guy right in front of you just paid for everybody. Don't worry about it. It was a younger husband and wife who had paid for our whole party of five. So I was like, it brought me to tears. I was like, oh, my gosh.
That is. What a great story, and makes you want to pay it forward, doesn't it?
I did. Two or three times since then in the same place I paid it for it. So.
What's your name?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, thank you for checking in. What a great story.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
Bye,
too.
Stephanie.
All right.
It's the Wolf. Hello.
I'm a single mom with two children, and I was at the power company trying to pay my power bill, and they wouldn't give me another extension. The bill was about $275. Ooh. And a stranger behind me actually paid my electric bill for me.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So awesome. So awesome.
Yeah. Well,
what did you say to him?
I actually just started crying. I didn't know what else to do other than cry and say thank you so much. And I asked if I could pay the person back, and she said no, not at all, that she just wanted to do it and that it was on her heart to bless me with it. So I've tried to pay it forward ever since then.
What a great story.
What's your name?
Yeah, it was awesome. My name is Melissa.
All right, Melissa, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Wolf. Hello.
So I left an abusive relationship, and I fled to a woman's shelter. But before I made it there, I ran out of gas in this just a storefront. And I went into this dance studio to ask for help, but I had my one-year-old son with me. And I had strangers this one guy came up and handed me $50. Another handed me $20. They put gas in my car, which bought diapers for my son, and actually helped me find a safe house and led me there, which enabled me to get home from Michigan to North Carolina to my family.
Wow.
So without that, I don't know what I would have done.
That is absolutely amazing. How often do you think of them and their generosity?
You know, that was a year ago. The most amazing thing about it was after a while, I asked the girl helping me, I said, you know, what's your name? And she said, my name's Kiana. And that's my oldest daughter's name. And it was just like this sign from above that God was looking out for me and putting angels in my place, because I just believe in the miracle of that. There's no other explanation.
That
God just sometimes puts people right in front of you when you need it.
Yeah, that gave me chills. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.